breaking down the biggest stories, talking about what really matters, and bringing you the biggest forum to let your voice be heard. Now, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, here's Steve Scafidi.
And welcome, everybody. 10 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. That means it's time for Wednesdays with Mel, which means Melanie Ricks from 117 The Truth joins me in studio, beaming on this Wednesday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
How was your fourth?
It was good. I got a lot of sun, so maybe it's like the sun glow.
Vitamin D.
That's exactly what it is.
That's
vitamin
what I felt
D.
like. It was really hot yesterday.
It was.
Yes.
I felt that this morning even. So yeah. I have two dogs, and I took them out this morning. I'm like, man, it is hot right now. It was 80 already, but for the record, I am not complaining. I love it.
Yeah, I love summers in Wisconsin.
I do too.
That's why I live here.
Yep.
All right, so we always toss around ideas, and I love this one. And I have talked about this on my show, and you probably have on yours as well.
Mm-hmm.
Are people more crazy now, or do we just hear about it and talk about it more?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, unfortunately, people are inspired by the acts of others. And I think we live in a one-up kind of society, you know, where people are like, oh, well, I can do that, but make it bigger, and I can go more viral, you know? So yeah, I think that it's a little bit of both, where we are exposed to a lot more. Like, things that happen in the news, things that we read about. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's like, how is this really happening? But if you think about it, crazy things have been happening for all of time.
Yeah, but we didn't know about it.
We didn't know about them.
So a couple things have happened. It's the instantaneous world we live in, right? Social media. Boom. You know within a minute something big's happening somewhere, something.
For sure.
Whatever it is. The other thing is, I just saw this story. I pulled this up this morning when I knew we were going to talk about this. Half the population is running around stressed.
Yeah.
Based on that information.
I'm so stressed out.
You are?
I have anxiety all the time. I do. How
about
can I not?
About what?
About everything. How could I not? The fireworks. I want everyone to be safe. You know what I mean? And I live downtown, so I'm hearing all these loud booms and bangs.
And you've got pets.
I do. And one of my dogs is terrified of the fireworks, so it's probably a little bit of that too. But
so how do you deal with that stress?
Oh, gosh. I meditate. I pray. And I try to surround myself with good people who are like positive and, you know, optimistic thinking.
So I'm going to say that we're not more crazy. We just know about it.
I think so.
So, and that's a distinction.
For sure.
Now, we've seen people demonstrate crazy. We see it in mass shootings. I was just spending some time with Annie Schwartz in the 9 o'clock hour talking about school shootings.
Yeah. And I think that's gotten crazier for sure. But that's statistics, right?
Right. Those are just raw numbers.
Yeah.
We didn't have... In my era, we didn't have school shootings like that. I mean, Columbine, which is...
That was a big deal.
1999.
Yeah, and I remember that. And I was very young, but I remember that when it was happening live. I do, because it was such a big deal. It was like, wait, what's happening right now? So, yeah, it was huge.
So much of this is how we process, it seems like, how we process the information.
Yeah.
I would argue we're not processing it in the right way.
What do you mean?
We're taking all these negatives, right?
Right?
All the negatives that are bombarding us every day, whether it's social media, whether it's the news, whether it's whatever.
Yeah.
And we are not equipped to deal with it.
Mm.
No one's telling us things will be okay. We see radio stations, right, all across the country. They have talkers who incite,
right,
not calm.
Right.
I was an elected official. One of my biggest jobs was to calm the community.
Yeah.
We're not seeing that.
No, I agree. Why do you think that is? Is that an ego thing?
I don't know what it is, to be honest. I think here's the biggest problem that I see. Leaders aren't equipped to lead. It's almost like leadership is like a popularity contest. And I get, essentially it is, because it's votes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get there, you're not equipped to lead. One of the things I benefited from having dealt with a mass shooting as an elected official was the fact that I had lived a life before that. I dealt with customers and clients.
Yeah.
And I did conflict resolution. I learned that everybody's unique and different, and having a one-way conversation, even when people hate your guts, is a way to sort of calm that.
Right, right.
And we are not good at calming.
Do you think that, speaking in a general sense, do you think that most of our current leaders are equipped to calm the masses that,
no,
you know, like the current masses?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Whether you're talking about city of Milwaukee, now,
yeah,
I'm a big fan of Cavalier Johnson.
Yeah.
I think the guy, he has been tremendous. He is somebody I've known for probably about 12 to 15 years. I think he's got a tremendous upside, but we're dealing with some pretty significant stuff here.
I know.
And I think he's done, for the most part, a pretty good job. He's also, I think, which is refreshing, correctly understood that a relationship with people who disagree with you politically is important.
So important.
So if we're just talking about crazy,
mm-hmm,
Your take is that it's about the same. We're just hear about it more.
I do. That is my take. But you know what, though? I'm a little bit of both because, like I said, I think we live in a one-up society. Whether people realize it or not, I do think that people want to go bigger than what they saw before.
How about reality TV?
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started.
Does that weigh into this?
Yes, it does. Okay, so I have to admit something. I was not into reality TV prior to COVID, but what else am I going to watch when the world shut down? So I got into The Real Housewives, and oh my gosh, the drama, the things. And it's actually something else I was going to ponder with you, Steve, which was, why is it that people are so obsessed with other people's lives? And I think it's because it takes you away from your own reality. You know, and it's like their lives are so much crazier.
Is that what it is? Because I cannot stand those shows, and really? I can care less about other people's lives.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Are you into any sort of reality TV?
I watched Survivor at the beginning, which is like 20 years old now.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay. So you're like the competition shows.
Right. That's or whatever.
Yeah.
She's Melanie Ricks. She hosts her own show, 12 to 1 on 101.7 The Truth. We'll take a break here. Lots more to get to. I want to hear from you, though, 855-616-1620. Are we more crazy, or are we just hearing about the crazies more than we used to? The housewives thing?
Yeah.
That's the definition of crazy.
Is it?
In my opinion.
Absolutely.
Why do you love it so much? We'll ask her that after the break. Join us in the conversation on WTMJ. Interesting music that producer Charlie comes out with. And we're classing this place. You're classing this place up, Melanie.
Yeah, thank you. Charlie just caught the vibe. I love it.
So we're talking about crazy. There's a bunch of other things that we wanted to talk about. I always love when you pitch me ideas. And the other one was, well, you can say what I want.
All right, I'll go to it. But real quick, though, you mentioned that, you know, you were asking about why Real Housewives and all the things.
Yes, yes.
There's something about that level of affluence and just like, whatever, I'm just here for a good time. But knowing that they, you know, had to work hard to get to that point. Maybe not necessarily always the wives, sometimes their husbands, but I will say it's not just purely housewives. A lot of these women are, you know, independent in their own right and
they're
make their own money.
Owners.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So I think I'm just fascinated with that whole ideology. And then also, yeah, it takes me away from my own realities and some of the arguments and the disputes. It's like, it's so ridiculous. And I'm like, yep, this is mindless television I can put on for 45 minutes.
So I've heard that term before, mindless television.
Yeah, I need that. So I'm a gamer. Yeah. I like to play games, and sometimes if I'm gaming, like on my like MacBook or something, I just like to have the TV on, so that's mindless.
Background.
I don't have to pay attention, yeah.
Does it make you crazy?
No, man, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
I think it would, because maybe this is, I don't watch much of it, but the level of agitation some of these people seem to have.
No, I know. I think some of them are a little, I don't like using the word, but bitter. They're mad at the world. They're mad at life. And it's interesting because it's like, what is there to be mad about?
Yeah, you seem like you have a lot of things.
But, you know, that's a facade oftentimes, unfortunately. But then, so the other question I'd ask you, would you be able to work with your significant other? That was inspired actually by our off-air conversation about Kelly and Ryan last week. I don't think I would be able to do a talk show with my significant other every day.
I wouldn't.
Especially in front of America. A show like that, I don't think I could. Because if we're going through it, how do you hide that? You know what I mean? How
I think
do you
it's just
work?
Too much.
It's just too much.
I mean, I know there's people that say, oh my God, I spend every waking moment of every day. How true is that? That's not true.
I wouldn't be able to do that. It'd be almost too much of you. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. You
it
know?
Does. It does. And I think, like, for example, I was reading the conversation about the trip.
Yeah.
My wife goes with me.
Yeah.
Now, that's enjoyable.
Exactly. But you wouldn't want your wife in studio with you every day.
No, because she would disagree with me on most things.
Really?
Yeah, the constant arguing would not be probably a positive.
Do you bring work home? Like, do you bring your topics to her?
No, I try not to.
You try not to.
No, it doesn't mean she doesn't have opinions on those things.
Right, right.
So that's actually an interesting debate.
Yeah.
I encourage her to tell me if there's something that I'm just way out.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ask her before the conversation is had on air, though?
Yeah, she sees what I'm going to talk about.
So you'll vet it through her?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, you have to know, I always want to know where people are at on things.
And yeah.
You do your show. You know the same
for
thing.
For sure.
Gauging the audience, what they're...
Yeah.
There's a way to approach the show.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody has a show.
Yeah.
There's what the audience wants and what you want to tell them.
Right.
About
right.
whatever that is.
For sure.
But you probably realize this. We have a lot more power in that. Because we decide where that conversation goes.
Yeah.
We can solicit input from all those people.
Right.
At the end of the day, we decide where that goes. And why we're doing this is because we usually have pretty interesting takes on.
Well, not only that, I find our listeners, they tend to be interested in what we're interested in if we sound like we're passionate about it, right, or we make it interesting enough, you know, to hear. So, yeah, I totally believe in that. But I will say, initially, I did struggle with, well, what do the listeners want to hear? And it's like, okay, you can think about that, of course, but what do you want to talk about? What do you want to hear?
Passions, whether it's on a reality TV show or on a radio show, is probably one of the most important tools that we have in our tool belts.
I think at work and life in general, do what you're passionate about. It'll make life more enjoyable.
Yeah. Now, you work with the Bucks. How do you bring that passion to the Bucks?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first off, I've watched basketball my whole life, and I've been a dancer my whole life. Dance is how I got into working with them. I started out as a junior dancer and just kind of worked my way up. And now broadcast, communication, you know, public speaking.
I see you on commercials now.
I know. It's casual.
in the studio.
It's so casual, Steve. No.
You've accomplished a lot in a short time.
I've tried to. Thank you for saying that.
Now, you don't have a significant other that I'm aware of.
I do not. I am legally single. So,
legally single? Legally is that single. An official declaration?
It is.
Now, so you don't have to have that those conversations.
Unless I'm talking about someone. But you know what's funny? Sometimes I do the whole ask for forgiveness, or I'll change enough details where they may not know that I'm necessarily talking about them, but well, I'm talking about them.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break here. Lots more to get to. Mel Ricks joins me every Wednesday with Mel. You can hear on The Truth 12 to 1. What are you talking about today on The Truth?
Oh, gosh. It's Hot Takes Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
So we got some hot takes.
I might steal that idea.
It's a good idea, right? Hot takes. Unpopular opinions.
You do hot takes. I'll take smart takes.
Okay, love it.
She's Mel. I'm Steve on Wednesday. Wednesdays with Mel Ricks, officially The Truth, 1017, 12 to 1 on that station, right next door to me at
Right next door.
Yeah. Steve, great show and guest. I think most people do not have a reason to be mad or angry all the time. Stay healthy. That's the trick, really. Stay healthy. Yeah, and don't seriously. Be mad about everything.
Seriously.
In the 414, if a crazy person gets dragged off a plane, 150 people have a wild story. Now that video goes viral and 15 million people see it. That's a big one.
It's huge.
It spreads like wildfire. Right?
It's too soon, Steve, but yeah.
Canadian wildfires. I when I was saying it and I saw
you, I know. And I saw you go, yep, I have to finish with wildfire. It's the only end to the sentence.
Spreads like, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of what else it was. Yeah. Let's see. Followers not equipped to follow. We're talking about the leadership thing.
Mm.
I'm not sure on that one. Are we equipped to be leaders or followers? I think we're more equipped to be followers now. That's the whole reality TV thing. Yeah. We want to follow, not lead.
Yeah. Huh. But what is a good leader? There are so many different types of people now. How are you a good leader to the masses, to everyone?
So I'll use my experience.
Please.
One, it helps to have a rich life and a lot of experiences, right?
Yeah.
I worked in the private sector. I dealt with customer relations. I dealt with people one-on-one individually. Had a lot of meetings, more meetings than really possible. But you learn the nuances of those conversations. You learn how to react. The other thing that's important for leaders, I mentioned earlier, be calm. Reassure the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not enough of that. This is the big one for leaders, and they all get this wrong. Speak about what you know, not what you think you know or what you want to happen, but what's actually happening on the ground today, what you know is confirmed and real.
Right.
That basis in that foundation in fact makes you a better leader. You're not speculating. You're not getting into trouble saying things that aren't necessarily true,
right,
just because you want it to be true. That's where radio hosts get in trouble. They talk about things they want to see happen,
yeah,
but they're not necessarily grounded in facts.
Right.
They live that world that's, in some ways, make-believe.
What if you say this is opinion? Does that change
any of what you said? It's everybody has an opinion, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a different opinion. And along in my show, and probably yours as well, if you respectfully give me your opinion, I'll listen to anything.
For sure.
But if we're yelling at each other,
right,
not really conducive to a positive relationship.
Right, or a conversation even. I mean,
one of the reasons you're sitting here is because when I first met you, I saw the positivity.
Yeah.
And that radiates out of you, and that's probably the reason you have your own show. Because that's the power of it, right?
Yeah.
And I think for too long in this medium,
yeah,
negative people, kind of, you know, doom and gloom folks have held courts. I don't think that's a positive.
No, I agree. I don't like negativity. You were asking me, you know, during the break, we were talking about friendships, and I told you I don't have any negative people in my life. I really don't. Now, everybody has their bad days. I have my bad days. You know, we all do.
Will we get a grouchy Mel at some point?
No. I no, you won't. And the reason why I say that is because I, you know, I understand what I bring to the rooms, you know what I mean, that I walk into. And that's not my job, to be grouchy. It's not it.
No, I can't even imagine that, actually.
Oh, no, I get grouchy.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, just you see me at 6 a.m. on a Saturday, Steve.
Well, 6 a.m. on a Saturday, that's different.
Everyone's grouchy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, but well, most people
are. But you're not everyone, Steve.
That's true. Let's recognize that. All right, we do it every Wednesday.
Yes, every Wednesday. We'll be happy, positive.
And just teasing something, we'll have another person in here with
yeah.
us. Yeah. Not saying who it is yet, but
don't say who it is. But I bet people like Beach is here. Tease, right? Do you get it?
Well done.
Do you like that?
Mel, with the tease of the day. Do we have music for the teasers? I don't think so. Mel, you go off and have a great show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll talk to you. We'll see you around the halls, but we'll talk to you next Wednesday.